Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
I think I'm at a certain age, and I also think I'm a little jaded in this area because each and every day, you know, like my algorithm is filled with these motivational speakers, with people that are trying to better their lives, and I absorb that. I listen to the podcast. I feel like I've heard it all. So when I went to my son's graduation this last week, my youngest just graduated high school, and my oldest, he graduated from SCAD. You know, I'm listening to the commencement speeches, and they're giving their pearls of wisdom, and I'm like, yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I know that one. I live that one right there.
Just regurgitations.
Just kind of, no. They were unique. Yeah. It's just said in a different way. And I think to a younger audience, it probably were great, like, pearls of wisdom. But I'm just at an age where I think I've heard it all. So I'm really curious, if you have been to a commencement speech over the last couple of years and the students, the valedictorian, said something that really was profound and really, really like hit you in the heart and the soul. And you're like, that's kind of life changing. That makes a lot of sense to me. I'd love to hear it because I just haven't heard anything the last couple of weeks.
Your algorithm's letting you down?
Yeah. Well, my algorithm is too strong. So it's letting the valedictorian down. 1-855-BIRCHELL. All right. So I did find a couple of pieces of audio from celebrities that have done commencement speeches that have some pearls of wisdom on them that might strike you in the heart. And this one you'll like because it's from Taylor Swift.
Who could forget her NYU commencement speech from 2022?
Part of growing up and moving into new chapters of your life is about catch and release. You can't carry all things, all grudges, all updates on your ex. Decide what is yours to hold and let the rest go.
That's pretty good. But it's only good because it came from Taylor Swift.
If it's anybody else, it's not as profound.
All right, that would be, if that came from a valedictorian and I was sitting there this week, I'd go, wow, yeah, that's pretty powerful stuff right there. Shonda Rhimes at Dartmouth.
So women and men of Dartmouth, as you try to figure out the impossible task of juggling work and family, and you hear over and over and over again that you just need a lot of help, we just need to be organized, we just need to try a little bit harder. As a very successful woman, a single mother of three, who constantly gets asked the question, how do you do it all? The answer is this, I don't. Whenever you see me somewhere succeeding in one area of my life, that almost certainly means I am failing in another area of my life. If I am killing it on a scandal script for work, I am probably missing bath and story time at home. If I'm at home sewing my kids' Halloween costumes, I'm probably blowing off a rewrite I was supposed to turn in. If I am succeeding at one, I am inevitably failing at the other.
That's that, the debate y'all keep having.
Yeah. Kristen and I have been having this debate now for months. Can you really have it all? And Shonda Rhimes is on your side, so you are right.
Thank you. I'm like, okay, do you believe it now that Shonda Rhimes is in it?
All right, 1-855-BIRCHELL. David, what did you hear at a commencement speech that really was a game changer for you?
Well, they said it pretty simple, and it's very true. Every adult knows it. The easiest part of your life has just ended. Grade school and high school was a joke compared to real life.
Ooh, amen to that. I would not want to hear that, though, at a commencement speech. You're like, really?
I remember Anderson Cooper spoke at our college commencement speech, and I don't know if it was life-changing what he said, but I thought it was interesting because I always remembered it. But he said, just look at this example as an example of life. In reality, only 30% of people who start college will graduate. So look at the person on your left. Look at the person on your right. Only one of y'all are going to make it.
Oof.
And I was like, damn. And he was like, that's going to continue for the rest of your life. I was like, did he have to really do it?
Yeah, I'd be like, I'm not watching CNN again. All of a sudden, I'm a big old Fox News fan. This is from Sheryl Sandberg at Berkeley.
Many of you have already experienced the kind of tragedy and hardship that leaves an indelible mark. The question is not if some of these things will happen to you, they will. What I want to talk about today is what you do next. About the things you can do to overcome adversity, no matter when it hits you or how it hits. The easy days ahead of you will be easy. It is the hard days, the days that challenge you to your very core, that will determine who you are. You will be defined not just by what you achieve, but by how you survive.
Life could still be a little easier.
I wouldn't complain.
Yeah, I'm going to put that request in also. Your time is limited. Don't waste it living someone else's life. I love in an age of social media. Mm-hmm. Amen to that, Steve Jobs. Mm-hmm. Caroline, good morning. You are part of the Burt Show.
Caroline.
Time is limited.
Caroline?
Oh, yes. So the thing that I heard was that life is about juggling a million balls, and you have to know which balls are plastic balls and which balls are glass balls. Mm. Sometimes family balls are plastic you can drop. Sometimes work ones are plastic. But you have to understand which ones can bounce back, but which ones might break.
Oh, that's really good, except you lost Kristen at balls.
Yeah. I'm way too immature for that message, man.
I hope that was sixth grade graduation.
The Burt Show.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, so if you or your kid just graduated college and they don't have anything lined up right now, I got a kid that's going through the exact same thing. I keep getting DMs. So what's Hayden going to do now? And my only answer is panic.
I actually asked that question, and that is the exact response you have.
Yeah, he really is. He's freaking out about it. He's gone to SCAD for 4 years. Don't have anything lined up yet. So if you guys have your kid is in the same situation, doesn't have anything lined up, we'll give you 60 seconds for a 60-second resume here. 1-855-BIRCHOW. You call. And like Kristen said, there might be a potential employer listening going, oh, wow, that person really has it together. And we'll exchange info for you guys. Because right now, the way my kid is, he's shaking. He's like a little chihuahua right now. And it's so disappointing, too. And I understand where you guys are coming from. I mean, you spend 4, 5, 6 years of your life or whatever working on what you think is going to be your craft after college. You have taken loans out or your parents have paid. So they want you to be in that profession also. And here, there's nothing lined up. It's got to be, like, deflating.
Well, it's tough because it's also a really tough job market to get into. I mean, there are some seasons of life where it is a little bit easier to graduate. And I would go out on a limb and say that this particular year, it's going to be a lot harder for graduates to find even a job that's remotely close to what they were hoping to get post-grad.
And so, now they're also competing against robots thanks to AI.
Yeah, right. That's always been a tough time. I still remember that was probably one of the scariest times of my life. And like you said, the job market today is even worse. But they do have ChatGPT to help them, which we did not have.
It is tough, though, man. And I've had this conversation with both of my kids as they're trying to figure out exactly what they want to do with their lives. Is like, I've said to them that I feel like AI for your generation here, Abby, is the same as computers were for my generation. That it is, the world is a different place.
Well, you've just got to relearn how to work through it. I mean, like, computers obviously didn't go away, and ChatGPT and AI is not going away. So it's like, how do you make it work to your advantage? How do you make it, how do you use it as a tool to make you a more valuable employee for whoever you're hoping hires you?
I said this to Hayden also, who's so scared about AI, and there's so many changes in every single profession when it comes to AI, and it's affecting Hollywood, and it's affecting any kind of performing arts. And he's complaining and complaining and complaining about it. And I'm like, dude, you can do one of two things. You can complain about it, or like you said, Abby, you can accept it, because this is the future. This is what is happening here. So be swallowed up by it or accept it, one way or the other.
You're either going to embrace it or get left behind.
Yep.
It ain't going away.
All right. So we got an opportunity for you guys to go for it with a 60-second resume. Call us now, 1-855-BIRCHOW, if you want to take us up on that. In the meantime, grief milestone for Kristen.
Yeah, I did. And I was pleasantly surprised at the grief milestone. So I went to Kentucky to visit family over our memorial vacation. And the moment I got to my mom's house, I was like, this is what I'm doing for everybody for Christmas. I'm going to digitize all of our old videos. So all of the 8mm film. Yes, my early childhood is actually on film, not on VHS tape. So I'm going to take the 8mm film. I'm going to take all the VHS tapes and the VHC tapes when they move to the little tapes. And I'm going to find somewhere and I'm going to get them all digitized, because like, we haven't laid eyes on any of these memories since my mom had that giant camcorder on her shoulder and was recording us, right? She constantly jokes that whenever we took family vacation, she had to see everything in black and white because she was looking through that screen. And we got to see the Grand Canyon in color, she had to see it in black and white. But she did a fantastic job at documenting all of these memories. So I was at my mom's, and behind this door was a stack, I'm not kidding you, probably 8 feet tall, and that's not an exaggeration, of bins of VHS tapes and 8mm film.
Wow.
Okay, so we pull every single one of them out. Now, mind you, I'm gonna call her out. I think it was 3 or 4 of those bins were all Murder, She Wrote episodes. Homegirl loved her some Angela Lansbury. And I'm not kidding you. She had tape 1, tape 2, tape 3. Like, she labeled them all, like, up to like tape 60 something. It was wild. I'm like, okay, well, we're not going to digitize Angela. I think you can go to a streaming service and watch you some Murder, She Wrote. So I'm not going to spend money on that. But I started looking at the labels that my mom had. So, like, there's our Florida vacation from 1985. We apparently went to Kings Island quite a bit. And if you don't know what Kings Island is, if you live in Kentucky or Ohio, it's a theme park, like Six Flags. And it was like all Hanna-Barbera land. It was those kind of characters. So we used to go there. There is my brother's second birthday in 1984. And then you start moving up into the VHS, which is like the late 80s and 90s. And there's like my old basketball games and, you know, Christmas 1987. And then there's our entire trip out west and our entire trip out east. And I'm like, we literally have not laid eyes on any of this stuff since we went on the trip. And I'm like, and we're not going to unless we get them digitized. So, of course, My mother has a VHS player. So I started looking and, you know, watching some of these videos to make sure the stuff that was labeled was actually on like the on the tape. And I'm popping stuff in and I'm watching, and I pop in a video from one of our Disney trips back in the 80s. And there we are standing in line to get on the monorail. And back in the day, I don't even know if they still do this anymore, you could go to the very front of the monorail and you can ride in the front with the captain. And you can sit in the front and you can look out and you can ride with the captain. So my brother and I were doing that. And I think my brother's like 6 and I'm 8. And so I pop it in, and that, you know, mom, of course, mom's not in any of the videos because, you know, mom was the camera woman. Mm-hmm. But there we are. There's our backs. And then there's my dad with his, what kind of hat would you say that is? Like a Tommy Bahama type hat.
Okay, yeah.
And like, you know, those really like, the y'all wore some short shorts back in the day,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, we did. Sorry, the hoochie daddy trip.
Yeah.
Skies out, thighs out. It was like all day.
There was a lot of escaping.
I can imagine.
Yeah. Hey, buddy, you know, right, yeah. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's the one that's got the camera and he's carrying my mom's bag, but was like, it was so refreshing. And, you know, now mind you, it's been years now since my dad has passed away. But I never would have been able to even have pushed that VHS tape into the machine to even watch it.
Sure.
So I'm sitting there and like, there's no tears. I just got a smile on my face being able to see my dad young and healthy again, because like the pictures I have and the ones that pop up in my memories on my iPhone, God, freaking iPhone,
right,
is the ones when
it's cruel sometimes.
It really is cruel sometimes. And it's him emaciated and, you know, in, as he was about to pass. So to be able to see him like that again was it was just so lovely to be able to feel happiness and not mm-hmm. sadness.
Mm-hmm.
So because before it just would have been, like I said, it is a grief milestone when you can pass that threshold of being able to look at pictures of your loved ones and remember them fondly and not, you know, just be devastated that they aren't here. Don't get me wrong. The grief is always going to be there because mm-hmm. like, you know, because if the love is always going to be there, the grief is always going to be there. That's just a given. But like, I am so excited. I have 100 tapes.
Wow.
To digitize. That's insane.
You got some work to do.
Yeah, man.
I'm not doing it. I'm paying somebody. That's why it's my Christmas gift to everybody. But yeah, and so just to be able to go back and like relive those memories, mm-hmm. I'm really, really excited. And I'm not dreading it. Before, whenever I looked at pictures, like I had to get your girlfriend Amanda right after my dad passed away. I wanted to put wedding albums together for all the family members as mm-hmm. a gift. And I physically couldn't do it because
yeah.
I couldn't look at the photos, and he was healthy in those. We like he had cancer, but we didn't know he had cancer yet. So to be able to look at that stuff now and not feel like this just internal dread, I feel like that it's, you know,
yeah.
it's a little grief milestone.
I would say that when it's finally edited together and when you finally sit down to watch it, if I were you, I would not drink water for 3 days before that. You want to be dehydrated because you're going to cry like a baby at that point.
What do you mean? I mean, I do need to drink water, so I am hydrated.
No, I'm saying if you don't want to cry, then don't drink water.
So I'm dehydrated, so I can't get tears.
No more tears, man.
Dry crying worse.
The Burt Show.
All right, I am very excited about today's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
The Burt Show's 100 Days of Good Goes Round.
Yeah, I'm not exactly sure how to explain it, except we just want to help. I can give you a whole bunch of different examples, and I want to be honest with you. We're getting a lot of emails from people that need money for mortgages and need money for this and that. We just don't have a whole bunch of budget. We're looking for sponsors that can help you out with money things. So if there's a way that we can help out in other ways that aren't monetary, we are certainly willing to do that.
Because we do have a lot of contacts.
Yeah.
So, like, if you need, we can use a third party to come in and fill that void or fulfill that need.
All right. So, they call themselves the Breasty Besties. That's who we will be helping out this morning.
Sounds like my kind of ladies.
And good goes around just as whatever you need help in, man. Maybe on even small ways. You don't have anybody to help you move this weekend. We'll send Mikey over. Small ways, big ways, whatever you need, let us know. You just got to hit us up at theburtshow.com. Here is Jennifer Tarpley. She's from Villarica, and she reached out to us for her and for her friend, Katie. Hey, Jennifer.
Hey.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. All right, Katie, you're on with us as well?
I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. And Katie's from Tequila. So, Jennifer, tell us what you needed from us and give us the history here of this beautiful friendship.
Well, we met in 2006. We met through friends at our church at North Atlanta, and we became roommates and just attached to the hip. We had a big group of friends, and we started dating two best friends in our group of friends. We ended up getting married and, you know, starting our own lives. And but we've been through everything together. I was at our high school graduation. We were in each other's weddings. We were there when our kids were born. I mean, we've just been through everything together. And 4 years ago, I got diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, breast cancer. And I was going through that, and it was really scary because when I got diagnosed, I was already stage 4. And she really was just there for me. She was doing everything that she could. They put me in hospice at one point, and she had to come to the hospice and help me write my eulogy.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was really hard. And then 2 years into my diagnosis, well, you want to take it away?
This is Katie.
Yes. Okay. Not to be upstaged by Jennifer, I was diagnosed with breast cancer of my own. I was, I think, of 36. So it was before when they screen you for it. So I remember just getting out of bed one night, and I felt something that felt a little bit firmer than the night before, nothing concerning. As like a mom who had breastfed, that's kind of, it kind of just felt like a clogged duct. And then sure enough, I went to my OBGYN. She also thought it was just a cyst, and she was a 2-time cancer survivor herself. But when I went in to get that mammogram, I just knew as soon as the doctor walked in, his face just basically said it all. So Jennifer and I got the opportunity to go through this journey together. And, you know, I was able to ask her any questions that I had whatsoever. What is this going to look like? What is this going to feel like? What do I need to do here? And she was just there every step of the road for me. And so it's a weird thing to say, but I'm very grateful that we got the opportunity to go on this journey together.
Man, you guys have really
done everything else together.
Yeah, you really have, man. You talk.
Why not fight cancer together?
Right. So tell us about this fighting together part of the whole thing.
Well, unfortunately, because I was doing chemo for the first while, you can't really be around a lot of people,
yeah.
And COVID was going on. And then by the time that I was kind of done with my main cancer part, she got cancer and she couldn't be around anyone. So we really haven't even really seen each other in 4 years. We're constantly on the phone and constantly messaging, but we haven't really seen each other face to face because of it.
So Jennifer, what was your ask? What did you need the help with?
I wanted to take her on, you know, like a spa day or a spa weekend, just a relaxing time. She's been through so much hell. And I just think that she deserves to have some time just to herself to be spoiled.
Okay.
Coming from the friend that also has breast cancer.
Right. Oh.
That's fair. Right.
And keeping in mind, again, you guys haven't seen each other face to face for 4 years, right?
Right. I actually ended up needing 12 surgeries, so that kept me down for most of the year.
Wow. All right, so let me introduce you, because you were talking about getting some time together, haven't seen each other for 4 years. Kelly is the executive director of sales and marketing for Chateau Elan. Good morning, Kelly.
How are you?
I'm doing really good. How are you this morning?
Oh, so good.
All right, Kelly, so you heard Jennifer and you heard Katie. We have all been to Chateau Alain. Kristen was just there doing a fundraiser that was very successful.
Yeah, and so Chateau Alain is such a beautiful winery in North Georgia in Braselton, but it's more than a winery. There are restaurants on locations. It's a beautiful hotel. They have a gorgeous spa, and Chateau Alain has always wanted to step up and help. So, Kelly, what would you guys like to provide Jennifer and Katie for our 100 Days of Good Goes Round?
Well, ladies, your story and your challenging journey just really touched my heart. And so when the Burt Show reached out, of course, I would say yes to anything. The Chateau Alain Winery Resort would love to offer you both a two-night stay weekend in our very own spa suites, along with a full weekend of massages. And we've got the Himalayan salt, the vibrant light massages, facials, pedicures. It has its very own restaurant, Fleur de Lis. Has its own whirlpool and pool. Love to see you both relaxing on the day beds and hammocks. We also are going to give you a $500 food and beverage credit to be used for the entire weekend. And Jennifer and Katie, we just hope you both can relax, rewind, renew yourselves as best friends should together. It's our pleasure to be this
guest. Thank you so much. That is so kind.
That's a nice reunion. Awesome. That's a nice reunion.
That
right
is
there.
A nice reunion.
And for a guy that is...
I will eat my way through that spot.
We demand it. I've stayed there a couple of times also, and I got to tell you guys, if you really want to check out and you want to have a great time, getting a massage, hanging out at the pool, and just chilling out in that beautiful scenery might be exactly what you guys need. And to be together again for the first time in 4 years, man, this worked out really, really great.
Yeah, it did. Thank you all so much.
You are so welcome, you guys.
It's the least we could do for the breasty bestie.
Yes. Enjoy your reunion.
Yes,
did they tell you they have T-shirts? That's breasty besties.
They absolutely should.
Yeah, well, you got a place to wear them now.
Tommy would like to be an honorary member, so.
They said, I'm talking to him for like half an hour yesterday, and they said, you know, we have these breasty besties T-shirts, and they said, we'd love to give you one, and I was like, well, I actually have breasts, so that works out nicely.
Hey, Kelly, can't thank you enough for your help also, and thank you to everybody at Chateau Alain, and I will just say this. If you guys, if you're listening right here, I think it's really, it's good form that if you're looking for a vacation and you're looking to stay somewhere close, please keep Chateau Alain in mind. They have helped us out in so many different ways and they will treat you right. I promise you that you will feel totally and completely pampered. So thank you, Chateau Alain.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you, Burt Show.
All right, you guys. Have a great day. All right, so that's kind of what we're looking at. That's what we're looking at right there. So let your mind kind of go a little bit crazy there. Yeah, this is going to be a reunion after 4 years for two that haven't seen each other in a while, and it's here in Georgia. But what can we do? You want us to send you someplace, another state? Maybe you haven't seen your parents in a while. There is somebody in your family you haven't seen. You need a reunion. We'll send you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you just need to go to theburtshow.com? It's called the 100 Days of Good Goes Round, and you can fill out the application. Just tell us a little bit about yourself and what you're looking for. And like I said, for 100 days straight, we're just trying to spread a little good, because I don't know if you watch the news lately, the world could use it.
Just a little bit.
The Burt Show.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives. Blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, Mo, so he embarrassed himself trying to steal your moment. This was your shining moment, man.
This is a perfect example of how sometimes when you are attempting to hate on someone, especially someone who is a friend of yours, how you can be so delusional and end up making yourself look like the fool in the end. This was poetic justice for me, and I will remember this moment for the rest of my life, and it all surrounds friends and basketball. So this all started with my best friend when the Knicks were playing the Boston Celtics in the playoffs. And we made a bet that whomever would lose that bet would have to wear the other team's gear from head to toe for an entire podcast. Which, if you're a sports fan,
yeah,
that's a very difficult thing to do. Like, I'd rather just pay you money than to actually have to put on a full outfit of another team that I don't like.
You wear the logo or a hoodie of your rival. It itches your skin. It is selling you out in every way, shape, and form.
No, if I put on a Duke jersey, I'm getting third-degree burns.
Yeah.
Like, it's not going to itch. It's going to literally burn through my skin.
And to make it worse, you have to pay for it. So you have to buy the outfit. It's going to be brand new, and I can't wait to see it. And he tried to, like, undermine the bet by coming in with just Knicks colors instead of the actual Knicks gear, and I was like, I'm not going for it. So ever since the Knicks have beat the Celtics, this man has been on this hate spree of just trying to constantly annoy me about the New York Knicks. And even though the Celtics are out of the playoffs, he has now become the fan that, even though his team is not there, just wants to see your team lose. And he's at me and at me and at me. So I'm in the Philippines, and it's a playoff game. The Knicks are playing the Pacers. And we at the Philippines are 12 hours ahead. So where I am, I have to actually wake up at 8 in the morning. I have to set my alarm at 8 in the morning in order to watch the Knicks game.
That's easy to do when it's your team. It could have been 4 in the morning and you would have set that up.
Which I've had to do before as well. So I wake up, I'm watching the game, and he's watching the game, and we're kind of texting back and forth, you know, just talking to each other. And it was weird because I knew he was having a party, and he had a lot of people over at his home, and they were like having a watch party for the game. But as he was texting me things as the game was going on, some of his texts were just a little weird because I was like, that's not exactly what just happened. And then there was a point when he was saying something about, oh, the Knicks better pick it up. But at that point in the game, the Knicks were winning. So in my mind, for the entire game, I'm trying to piece this together. And I'm like, either he might be a little intoxicated or there's actually like some kind of delay in when the game is going on for him and when the game is going on for me. Which I don't think it works like that, because in my mind, that would actually help gamblers. So that can't be a thing, right? Like, the game, even though it's obviously different time zones, it's going on at the same time.
Yeah.
So this continues to happen. Like, it continues to happen. And I'm sitting there the entire time trying to figure this out. So finally, it gets to the point of the game when there are like 10 minutes left in the game, something like that, and the Knicks are actually winning. So he calls me and he is super excited. He is through the roof, celebrating. And I'm so confused. He's like, yeah, 4 seconds left. It's over. It's over for the Knicks. So I'm like, bro, it's 10 minutes left in the game and the Knicks are winning. So now I'm getting upset because I think somehow my mind is telling me that somehow he ruined the game for me. Like, am I on that much of a delay?
Yeah. Oh.
And I didn't notice. And now he got ahead of it and he doesn't realize it.
Okay.
So he's telling me that the Knicks are going to end up losing the game that I'm watching, and the Knicks are currently winning.
But again, logically, that makes no sense.
That's why I'm stuck. I cannot figure this out. So after he goes on this 5-minute rant of how the Knicks are going to lose, finally, it was my lady where she got a light bulb went off. And she said, wait, the 4 seconds left and the Knicks are about to lose. She said, that's the last game. That's not the game that's going on now.
Oh, come on.
So I said, there's no way. There is absolutely no. So I said, hey, bro, are you at home watching this game like with people? He said, yeah, we all here. We all watching it. And I hear them in the background cheering and everything, right? Yeah, get the Knicks out of here. So I said, hey, bro, where's the game happening for you? Like, is the game in Indiana or is the game in New York? He's like, game's in Indiana. It's a home game for the Pacers. I said, no, it's not. You're watching game 3. This is game 4. When he put the game on through his TiVo and didn't realize he had the whole party.
Come on, man.
The whole party watched all of game three, and those results happened 3 days ago.
That's fantastic.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
It is currently, or it was currently, day 14 of Diddy's trial. And the most recent person to take the stand is a woman who's going by the name Mia. Now, I'm going to give you a quick heads up here that this is going to involve some sensitive content, some adult content. So if you got some kiddos in the car, why don't you just tune in on the Burt Show podcast, wherever you get your favorite podcast.
I will say this, and maybe it was because we were on vacation last week and I was really trying to stay offline as much as I can. I am so blissfully ignorant about what's been going on in this case. I have no idea at all. What you're about to tell me is the first time I have heard about this case in over a week and a half.
In a hot second. Well, yeah, this is the most. Yeah,
is
this
it?
It's the most recent update for sure. And I think this is probably one of the more headline grabbing testimonies to come out because so many A-list names have come out. Now, of course, if you have been keeping up with the Diddy trial or you need a quick recap, he is currently on trial for sex trafficking and racketeering. And we were really covering the trial when his ex-girlfriend Cassie was taking the stand. And of course, I think everybody was really in tune with what she was going to say and really wanted to know her side of the story because of that really traumatizing footage that came out from that one hotel where he was seen attacking her. And she gave an in-depth testimony as to what these quote-unquote alleged freak-offs would entail, which of course are these parties that would involve some sex workers and some things that were possibly non-consensual or just things that were really, really grotesque. Well, now this woman who is taking the stand, her name is Mia, and she is Diddy's former assistant, and she is also accusing him of some pretty heinous acts as well. But one of the things that people have really grabbed on in terms of her testimony is the names she has dropped in her testimony. This includes Mick Jagger, Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lopez, and Chadwick Boseman. Basically, her entire testimony encapsulates the type of power and the influence that Diddy has, and painting this picture that he knows everybody. And if you are going to speak out about something, you have no idea what he might be capable of. She even reveals in one of the texts that was shown during the trial that at one point she had to run away from Mick Jagger because he tried to take her home and take her home back in the day. She talks about some of the interactions she had with some of the other A-listers, but basically this is all to say that this is a guy that you don't want to mess with, and it's a guy that you would be terrified to speak up about if something happened to you. So sure, there might be videos of her looking very comfortable with him, but at the same time, she's saying that this is all a survival tactic, that of course you're going to be buddy-buddy with a guy who has this kind of influence and this kind of power, and it can be incredibly isolating. So this is the update here with what's going on with the trial, and it's only going to get messier and messier as more people take the stand.
I think as a lot of people have been testifying for Diddy, what you have seen is the similarities in everyone saying that he was very, very good at being manipulative because of his power. And one of the more infamous stories that we always kind of wondered what really happened was a story about a rapper named Kid Cudi, who we had heard that Diddy had blew up his car once Diddy found out that Kid Cudi was having a relationship with Cassie, but we never knew if it were true. And Kid Cudi finally came out and was one of the people to also testify to say, yeah, that was true. He was actually, Diddy was apparently waiting in Kid Cudi's home before Kid Cudi even got there, like a mob movie. Mm-hmm. And then he proceeded to put a cocktail, Molotov, what do you call it? Mazel Tov cocktail, I believe it's called.
Molotov cocktail.
Yeah. In his car. And I think it was a perfect example for people who were struggling to see why certain people just couldn't walk away from him. Because if you look out the window, you see a man's car on fire. You're probably going to feel like it'd be a little bit hard to leave this relationship.
Sure. Let me sidebar here for just one second, and I don't want this to take away time from your entertainment bus, so we can get back into it. I'm really struggling lately with something. I'm struggling with not being as in touch on the entertainment buzz stuff as I used to be. I told these guys earlier this morning that I had a couple of doctors telling me, physically, you're fine, dude. Everything's good. Blood work looks great. But your body is really, really stressed out. So you're going to have to figure out ways to chill yourself out. And in one way that I'm trying to do that is really being very present on what I'm absorbing media-wise, right? So we have to spend a lot of time online to try to stay on top of things that we think that you guys are interested in. But I'm more and more present to how negative everything seems to be online, man. As I'm scrolling through Instagram, the world is coming to an end. You know, I turn on the news, the world is coming to an end. The shows that I've been watching are eating, I feel like are eating at my soul here. So I'm struggling with staying on top of stories like this because I'm really trying to fill my heart and soul now with more happy stuff just to relax myself. And I feel like I'm almost doing an injustice to us on this show because I'm taking care of myself.
Well, your name's on the show. Do you want to make this feel good, happy, happy La La Land entertainment buzz stories?
Here's the thing that I know also is that the crappy stuff sells, man. I mean, people want to hear it. We can see this on the Burt's Big Adventure. Whenever we do Burt's Big Adventure and the podcast, when we do the good stuff, it's hardly listened to. But when we're talking about stuff that's controversial, be it on the radio, be it TV, be it on a podcast, that's the stuff that people are, they want to hear. So if you do a whole show or you do four entertainment buzzes of positive info, the ratings go right into the tank. So I do feel like I'm in a little bit of a corner.
Yeah, no, it's tough. And it's funny that, I mean, I guess, not that you're just now, quote unquote, just now realizing it years in your career. But my mom said that to me when I first started on the show. She's like, why do you only share the negative stuff that's going on in your life? Why do you only talk about like the bad things you're going through? I'm like, that's the stuff that has stories. If I just came on and was like, yeah, I had a great day yesterday. It was 75 degrees and I had an apple spritz. Yeah. Like, that's not entertaining.
Yeah, we're supposed to send in personal stories each and every week. And we talk about what's going on in our life. And I will tell you this, that things are going so well in my life the last couple of months that I feel like I'm a very boring person on the radio because there's just not a lot of controversy going on outside of here. So, and I'm purposely putting these walls up so I can live in a more positive way. But for what we do, that's been very difficult.
I've definitely had to tell my family I would love to come in here all the time and say we're perfect. We love each other. Yeah. There's nothing ever wrong. But I'm like, even you as my family would not listen to that. So why would you expect others?
All right. Well, I would tease a happy, fun story. But Joshua Jackson is filing an emergency custody order against his ex-wife. I'm going to tell you what she allegedly did to trigger him to do that on your next E-Buzz on the Burt Show.
Abby, you're just giving the people what they want.
Yes, yep. You are.
Eat it up. It keeps us employed.
The Burt Show.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
Nearly home. Isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pros' number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're not just looking for a place to live. You're searching for the one. That's where Realtor.com comes in. Like any good matchmaker, they know exactly where to look. With over 500,000 new real listings straight from the pros every month, you could find your perfect match today. Ranch style with a pool, barn dominium with an in-law suite, Realtor.com's got them. Modern craftsman with a big yard and a treehouse out back, Realtor.com will have you saying, yep, that's the one. No more swiping. It's time to start finding. Download the Realtor.com app today, because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pros number one most trusted app based on August 2025 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings, July 2024 to June 2025.